We're here with Coach Starr following the Terriers 3-2 win over Holy Cross. Coach, general thoughts on the game and what ended up being a pretty thrilling final quarter.
Yeah, no, it's a really exciting game. I really anticipated Holy Cross to give us everything that we could handle. Said to the girls at halftime that we were in a dogfight. I really felt they controlled the play, particularly in that first quarter, and a little bit even first half. Second half, I really started feeling like we were playing downhill. I really felt like we were controlling the game. We were getting turnovers. We changed our press around a little bit. We were getting more turnovers, getting circle entries, and just playing really good hockey and really more front foot hockey. But crazy ending there with, we appeal a challenge, and it ends up turning into a stroke and a card, a yellow card. I was like, whoa, I didn't see that one coming. And it made the last, 4 or 5 minutes a little more exciting than what I thought it was going to be.
What do you think turned the game around to come back and win the game?
Yeah, I think we changed our press, and I really thought we were giving them way too much space in the first half. We weren't compacting the field. We really talk about doing that. And they play very vertical once they win the ball, and we just gave them way too much space to play vertical. So I really think that we changed our press around. We really talked about compacting the field, making the field smaller for them, and it really created a lot of turnovers for us and a lot of goal-scoring opportunities for us.
All three goals were redirects, tip-ins. Mm-hmm. Natalie had two of them, and then a nice one from Nikki at the right post off a corner.
Yeah, again, their goalie's very good, very athletic, very agile. You really need to score those type of goals against her. Or, we talked about, making the extra pass, finding the dog leg. So definitely, we worked a lot this week on just being really low and ready. When the stick is down on the ground, good things happen. And I think that definitely came to be true with getting those deflections that we got.
Really continue to use your bench. The team's depth's been a key, and certainly might have helped in that fourth quarter. It was pretty decisive in terms of getting the three goals, but having some fresh legs.
Yeah, I really felt that we were really beginning to just have more energy on the field. Again, in between the third and fourth quarter, I talked about us even playing faster, really taking advantage of the fitness that we had and the energy that we had. Went with a little bit of a shorter bench in that fourth quarter, but being able to substitute like we did in the three first quarters really gave us that ability to shorten the bench in that fourth quarter when we really needed to try to keep just a stronger lineup on the field as long as we could.
Two seasons ago, you reached 500 wins for your career. That was against Holy Cross. Two seasons later, the 500th at BU. I think the team wanted to make sure it happened today. It might have been a little bit too close to for comfort maybe at the end, but just reflect on that and your time here.
Yeah, it was actually very emotional. I had no idea that was happening. And I got teary because it just hit me that I'm just grateful to have had the opportunity to be here at BU as long as I had, to get the 500 wins, to have the coaches who have coached with me to help that, the athletes that have helped create those successes that we've had on the field, and just really grateful for the opportunity and all the support that I've had administratively and within the program.